Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is the number, and you can call us, but I've got some very important stuff to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, because an attack has been launched against the supplement industry this week, and it is, I believe, part of an orchestrated effort to discredit the supplement industry in the service of those who want to regulate the supplement industry. You see, there's sort of a cabal, a cooperative effort between federal regulators who want to extend their power. Regulators want to regulate. You know, that's the way it works. They don't want to give up authority. They're always looking for more authority to regulate. And legislators, you know, especially good government regulators, reformers, they want to protect the public. So in the guise of protecting the public, they will support the efforts of federal and state and local agencies to put more regulations on the book. And then, of course, there's the pliant, the ever-pliant and supportive media who possibly socialize with the very self-same people who want to promote this type of regulation and legislation. They may hang out at the same cocktail parties. They may share relatives and wives and husbands and spouses who work at regulatory agencies, and they get the inside dope on what their particular agenda is. And so it is that there was an action in the state of New York that may have ramifications across the country, and I'll share it with you before we get to phone calls. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who is a reform-minded guy, he has gone after Wall Street, and he's made headlines. In a press release, he has claimed that DNA tests were run on supplements claiming to contain ginkgo biloba, St. John's wort, ginseng, and echinacea. Samples of the supplements were purchased from various locations around New York, and each sample was tested five times. In four out of five cases, the tests showed that the pills contained nothing more than fillers, such as asparagus, rice, wheat, or houseplants. And so the headline in the story is, if you're looking to herbal supplements to help you improve your memory or vitality or help you to sleep, you may want to save your money, because New York State Attorney General's office is asking these retailers, GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens, to cease and desist. They must stop selling herbal supplements after these tests found that many of them did not contain the herbs listed on their labels. So Schneiderman's office says he has issued a press release. This investigation makes one thing abundantly clear. The old adage, buyer beware, may be especially true for consumers of herbal supplements. He added that the supplements also, quote, pose unacceptable risks to New York families, especially those with allergies to hidden ingredients, like asparagus, I guess, right? So anyway, they have embargoed these products, and GNC, Target, and Walmart are basically, and Walgreens are complying. And the products that they looked at were the house brands. So, you know, a couple of things that you can conclude from that. One, you can conclude that Schneiderman is right, and these products, there's nothing there, that there's no active ingredient, and that they're a ripoff. But this does not necessarily mean, and first of all, I'm not admitting that, and it's not entirely clear that that's the case. And I've been investigating this story over the week, and I actually just recorded an interview with the head of the American Botanical Council, Mark Blumenthal, which will air on Monday, which looks at the methodology used by Schneiderman's office, which is a faulty methodology. But anyway, let's assume that he's right. What this may state, and nothing more, is that some of the low-cost or discount brands, house brands, that are offered by big retailers like GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens may not be of the highest quality. They may be adulterated. They may not contain enough active ingredient to really work. But that's not clear. What you cannot infer from that is that the high-quality brands that are doctor-recommended, the brands that I spend a lot of time and do a lot of due diligence on, that I share with patients, that they, too, are similarly misbranded or adulterated, that simply cannot be inferred from this story. And yet, this is what the media is doing with this. The stories like this are being circulated in the mainstream media. This one's from the Washington Post. Americans are ignoring the science and spending billions on dietary supplements. The implication? You are a bunch of idiots. And based on this sting operation by the Attorney General in the state of New York, this is applicable across the board to supplements wherever you buy them. And so let's focus first on the methodology. The methodology they used is DNA testing. DNA testing. And DNA testing, you all watch CSI, and you know that DNA testing is the end-all and be-all of crime-solving. But when it comes to determining whether products have active ingredients, you may say, well, yeah, that makes sense. DNA, you got to see if there's some ginkgo biloba DNA in the ginkgo biloba. But actually, that's not true. Because let's use the analogy of fish oil, ultra-purified fish oil that is molecularly distilled. You could actually do a DNA test on the EPA DHA that is extracted from fish, and you might not find any fish DNA. In fact, I hope you won't find any fish DNA in there, because that would make the product kind of fishy. What you want is you want to extract the potent active ingredients, and that's what they do with ginkgo, and that's what they do with many standardized supplements. What you'll get is you'll get an active compound, a compound that may not be accompanied by the cellular structure of the plant from which it was derived. Now, okay, let's say you get a poor quality supplement that's just basically ground up ginkgo leaves. Well, maybe then you could expect you'd find some actual ginkgo in it. But the higher quality products are standardized to contain ginkgolides, which are the active compound that enhances circulation and memory. And those products, even the best products, may actually not have any DNA in them. So what we're doing is we're applying a methodology that is really not suited to the analysis of herbal supplements. And that's what Mark Blumenthal said in so many words for 45 or 50 minutes or so on a podcast that I just recorded with him to be posted on Monday. And I hope you listen to it at drhoffman.com. And we'll be interviewing more people from the industry in the next few days, because this is a scurrilous story. And there's been pushback from the Council for Responsible Nutrition. And they really jumped all over this story. And they call this a sting operation that is reckless, and I'm quoting, it smacks of a self-serving publicity stunt under the guise of protecting public health. And I agree. I think there's a lot of PR value to Schneiderman in an erstwhile fashion protecting New York State consumers, but he didn't use the right test, and he could have easily reached out to experts in this field to really find out if the methodology he was using was correct, or he could have contacted the manufacturers. He could have contacted the retailers and said, hey, look, we have this report. What do you think? You want to rebut it? But no, he issued a press release and a cease and desist order to make it more dramatic, like a bust or a raid, and not like an informative consumer report, and has chosen this path to grandstand his actions. And so we in the field of complementary alternative medicine, world of supplementation, have great doubts about the veracity of this testing. Actually, one of the things that hasn't been disclosed is the testing methodology. It turns out, it appears that the person who supervised the testing is not even a botanist or an expert in vitamins and supplements. He's an actually an expert in reptile biology, who knows a lot about DNA testing, but doesn't know a lot about pharmacognosy or the biochemistry of plant materials, which is really what's at issue here. The proper testing should not have been DNA testing, but maybe HPLC testing or other types of signature testing that reveals what's really in a supplement. So this whole thing is going to be blown up out of proportion. It's going to be used as a cudgel against the supplement industry and as a way of supporting an agenda. The agenda is we need more rules to regulate the supplement industry. And that's what the FDA wants, and that's what certain congresspersons want. Dick Durbin, a Democrat, is a big proponent of more supplement regulation, and he's getting on his horse saying, hey, I told you so. And we're going to see a lot of that in the next few days. So we need to be prepared, forearmed with facts, and active as citizens to push back on this initiative. 888-302-3684. I'll have more to say on the subject in just a moment, but first I want to hear from you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. O'Hara takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Intelligent Medicine's about offering you the latest in health news, but also about answering your questions. 888-302-3684. So let's get going with Neil from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman. Enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a very simple question, probably. A friend of mine contends, using his acupuncturist expertise, that because all I drink is seltzer and tea that and not water, I'm leaching vital minerals like calcium from my bones. Well, what do you think of that?
Okay, so if that were the case, then I would be the most osteoporotic individual on earth because I guzzle seltzer water. You know, these days I use like a home seltzer maker because, you know, slopping all those bottles it's bad for the environment and it's a pain. So I love carbonated water, and carbonated water is made with CO2, which is carbon dioxide. It comes in little capsules and you add it to the water and it gives you kind of a pleasant effervescence. And what happens to the carbon dioxide is you drink it, but you don't really absorb it into your tissue. In fact, you know, it comes out. You belch it out, or it gradually, comes out of your gastrointestinal system. It doesn't go into your tissue. This is in contradistinction to cola beverages. Now, cola beverages contain phosphoric acid, which actually gets absorbed in your tissues, has to be excreted through your kidneys. And when you excrete acidic substances from your kidneys, there is a cost in terms of calcium. You have to pull some calcium out of your system, possibly out of your bones, to neutralize the acid that you secrete. So, yeah, you drink a lot of cola beverages, yeah, you're going to have leaching of your calcium. When it comes to tea, you know, tea probably doesn't have, it probably has a neutral effect on your bones. It may actually have a beneficial effect on your bones because EGCG is an anti-inflammatory substance. It also contains vitamin K, which may be beneficial for the bones. So I can't say that you're actually creating a problem for yourself by drinking a lot of seltzer. I enjoy it too, and you can drink as much as you want. It's not a problem.
Okay, great. Should I drink more water? I mean,
well,
I'm drinking like 2 liters.
You know, I think the whole move towards, you know, drinking lots and lots and lots of water, you know, generally good, but there are actually some people who overdo it, and as a result, they leach minerals out of their body, and they don't get enough sodium, and they can feel weak and woozy because, you know, they need a little more sodium. But, let's not go there. I think, the issue is more about the carbonation. All right, let's talk to Nancy. Nancy is in Southampton, but that's not Southampton, New York. That's Southampton, PA.
That's right. Okay. Okay, Dr. Hoffman?
Yep.
My husband recently had a Vena cava filter inserted.
Mm-hmm. It's sometimes referred to as a Greenfield filter, which is because he had blood clots. The blood clots travel up the vena cava, which is the biggest vein in the body, and can lodge in the lungs and give you a pulmonary embolus.
Right.
Okay.
So the doctor wants him to go onto a blood thinner. First, he recommended Xarelto, mm-hmm. which is extremely expensive, so that's out. And we were looking at warfarin.
Right.
But looking on the internet, it's like there's nothing in vegetables he can eat.
Yeah, that's you got to watch out for that because there's so many people on Coumadin in this country, and if you really follow that dictum, like don't get any vitamin K. You know, the Coumadin will be fine, but you'll die of cancer because you won't have any healthy fruits or vegetables that contain vitamin K. And so what you need to do is you need to consume moderate amounts. Don't consume massive amounts and also be consistent in your consumption. Don't have, you know, three heads of broccoli one day and then the rest of 6 days have none. This is something that, you know, you could simply, work with a nutritionist. Most nutritionists understand this principle now and don't tell you to merely go cold turkey on all vitamin K containing foods. You know, green tea has vitamin K and green leafy vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, and you simply shouldn't avoid them. You just shouldn't pour too much on at one time. Be consistent and get your protons checked and you'll be fine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit about how supplement manufacturers make sure their supplements are good. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoff with an amazing find just in time for Valentine's Day. Choco Perfection. It's the only sugar-free chocolate sweetened from chicory root fiber. Most sugar-free chocolate bars are made with artificial sweeteners that are even more unhealthy than sugar. But chicory root fiber doesn't raise blood sugar levels. It creates a feeling of satiety, and it's classified as a prebiotic fiber that supports the growth of beneficial probiotic flora and helps stop sugar cravings. Choco Perfection supports weight loss as part of a low-carb eating program. Plus, it has all the beneficial antioxidants of chocolate, and it tastes great, like a really good chocolate bar. No one would guess that it's made without sugar, and it's kosher certified. Just in time for Valentine's Day, you can get free 3-day shipping. To order, go to ChocoPerfection.com. That's ChocoPerfection.com, or call 800-332-1773. That's 800-332-1773 for Choco Perfection.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, for a long time I've been looking for a chocolate product that I can get behind because, you know, chocolate is beneficial. It's got beneficial polyphenols, and the problem with chocolate, however, is that it is massively caloric. So a new sponsor, Choco Perfection, just in time for Valentine's Day, by the way, you can get free 3-day shipping for yourself or for a loved one. Chocolate Perfection is the only sugar-free chocolate that's sweetened from chicory root fiber. Now, that is a prebiotic. It actually helps to promote beneficial flora in the gastrointestinal tract. Most sugar-free chocolate bars are made with artificial sweeteners that are pretty darn unhealthy. Chicory root fiber doesn't raise blood sugar levels, and it creates a feeling of satiety, and it can be used as part of a low-carb eating program to support weight loss, and you'll get all the beneficial antioxidants of chocolate, and it really tastes great. Like a good chocolate bar, you couldn't really tell that it's made without sugar. It's kosher certified, and you can get the product, as I said, in time for Valentine's Day. To order, go to chocoperfection.com, chocoperfection.com, or call 800-332-1773. That's 800-332-1773. Choco Perfection. Try it. I think you'll like it. All right. Let's take a call from Stuart in Brooklyn, and then I'll tell you why you should not lose trust in the supplement companies that provide high-quality supplements to you, notwithstanding the recent grandstanding sting operation by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, unfortunately, in my home state of New York. Let's talk now to Stuart. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
About 2 years ago, I discovered that I had hearing loss of unknown cause. And my left ear, I have about half hearing loss on that. And my right ear is essentially normal, except at higher frequencies. And I've been to a lot of doctors. I'm on the verge of...
So you want to know what you can do naturally to support that. Okay, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So if you at the time that you have sudden onset hearing loss, one of the things I like to do, I like to give intravenous glutathione to patients. Now, you have to go to a doctor for it. It can be expensive, but hearing loss is a big deal. If you can catch it early with intravenous glutathione, there's a chance that you can restore some of the hearing. And it's miraculous. I've seen it happen. So you having had it for a while, it's possible that that's not going to be decisive for you. So So it's set in, and like many conditions that are set in, it's a little harder to reverse. So here's some things that you can consider to protect your hearing from deteriorating further. The following: alpha lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine, which is a precursor for glutathione. That can be helpful. Also, things like ginkgo biloba can help to promote and restore circulation to the inner ear. That can be part of your program. And there are even some studies that suggest that magnesium protects against hearing loss, particularly if you are in a loud environment. This, you know, for people in the military or who are working in industry where they're exposed to loud sounds, which is a major cause of disability, hearing loss. So the military is actually investigating this, and they've done some studies with the aforementioned compounds, and, you know, I think that that's good. Now, there's a new one, and again, unfortunately, the case where this has been around for a long time, it's harder to reverse. But something new has come to my attention. There's research on something called nicotinamide riboside. Now, if it sounds familiar, nicotinamide is B3, but riboside means that it's complexed with another, in this case, a sugar called ribose. And ribose is an energy compound, and nicotinamide has to do with the Krebs cycle of energy production in the mitochondria. So this new substance, it's actually available as a supplement called Niacel, N-I-A-C-E-L. And that actually, in some pretty convincing studies, has been shown to help prevent hearing loss in people exposed to loud noise and perhaps to some extent to help it recover. I'm not going to say that this is some miracle substance that brings back hearing if you're deaf. Or if you lost substantial hearing. But it makes sense because it works on the energy pathways in the cells that are damaged. They're tiny cells that are very, very responsive to mitochondrial compromise. So supporting the mitochondria with anything that helps that, things like coenzyme Q10, that could make sense as well in this case, might help this type of problem. So high energy cells in the eyes, in the you know, the hearing apparatus, they could respond to that kind of support, and you know, antioxidants as well. So those are some ideas that you might explore. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and speaking of, thank you for your call. Speaking of Thorne, that's the company that makes Niacel. Okay. So in the wake, this is a big shakeup because you got headlines now in the Washington Post and articles that talk about how people should lose trust in supplements. And here's just a paragraph from the Washington Post article. It's just scurrilous. I find it detestable that mainstream journalists should write with such bias on the basis of such poor investigative reporting. They're just not looking into the story. They write, and it's almost like they had the story ready, you know, that they got a call from Schneiderman's office, okay, unleash the dogs. In a coordinated fashion. So right away, they write, it was the latest in a series of studies and investigations that have cast serious doubt on the safety and reliability of these products, which face laxer regulatory scrutiny compared to prescription drugs. So what are they saying? They're saying we need more regulation. Okay, so I got, you know, I've been very busy this week staying on top of this story. I was on jury duty, but all the time in the jury room, you know, they had Wi-Fi. I'm getting these dispatches from the front, you know, from all these people in the industry. And I got this from the folks at Thorne. Now, Thorne is one of the manufacturers that I sell to patients and to listeners. But by no means am I exclusively involved with them. I deal with 50 or 60 or more manufacturers, because no one company gets it all right. I'm very eclectic when it comes to my selection of products, and I only select high-quality products that I've investigated thoroughly and that I have confidence in. But here's – Thorne is a good manufacturer, and they exemplify what good manufacturers do to make sure their products are for real and safe. So I'll just read you some of what's – Thorne has issued this week in a press release. In order to assure consistency in the integrity of our products, we have developed and implement detailed and documented specifications for all raw materials, production components such as bottles and lids, labels, and finished products. We source raw materials and components only from the best suppliers who are certified by us to meet our requirements and consistently provide materials that comply with our stringent specifications. Thorne research standards for testing raw materials and finished products meet or exceed the standards set by both the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the various FDAs of other foreign countries. Every raw material and finished product is tested for microbiological contaminants, heavy metals, and other reasonably expected environmental contaminants. Excuse me. They identify pathogens. They verify the identity, potency, and purity of each ingredient listed on the product label. They provide timely and transparent testing information on every product. They do extensive and expensive assays to see if what they claim is in the bottle is in the bottle. They use other testing methodology besides DNA barcoding, which is what they've indicted the products at Walmart and GNC and other major retailers with. That's the wrong methodology. You ask anybody in the supplement industry, that's, you know, where do they get that from? These staffers, these amateurish people in Schneiderman's office, you know, they would flunk botany, you know, if they were taking a course and trying to submit a term paper based on this very, very poorly conceived assay. So, bottom line, it's a grandstanding, poorly executed sting operation that purports to show that the Attorney General of the State of New York is concerned about consumers. He's only concerned about making headlines and getting reelected. And in addition, you should not lose confidence in the supplements that are made available by high-quality manufacturers. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some people cutting corners, making poor-quality stuff. You do have to be an aware consumer. But I have taken some of the work out of it for you by spending a lot of time carefully vetting the manufacturers that we represent at drhoffman.com. And they represent manufacturers of the highest integrity who check their products frequently, exceed GMP standards. That's good manufacturing principles and standards, and do the work to make sure that the products arrive in your supplement bottles in a form that is safe and reliable. So that's all I have to say on the subject. 888-302-3684. We're going to do a series of podcasts on this particular subject. You can check them out at drhoffman.com. The first one we'll post on Monday, an interview with the head of the American Botanical Council, Mark Blumenthal. I think you'll find it interesting and reassuring. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're taking phone calls. Let's talk now to Irving. How you doing? Hi, Irving.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air, Irving.
Oh, yes, I wanted to ask you a question. I would like to take probiotics because I understand they're very helpful. However, I see the manufacturers only guarantee that they're live at the factory where they're made, and then they say, well, we've shipped 60 billion this and
right.
that, but now how do we?
That's a really good point because you know that's a good point. That's sort of like you know like a pet store man, a pet store owner saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to sell you some goldfish, but we can only guarantee that they're live, you know, at the pet store because if you take them home and then you sit them on a window ledge and the temperature gets up to 105, you know, those goldfish are going to die." And that's a little bit the way it is with probiotics because, yes, they will certify that there's whatever billion, you know, they do a body count on that. They say, well, it's like a billion. It's like, no, we've got 10 billion. No, we've got 60 billion. And that's all fine and good. But if they're mishandled and usually by heat that can actually damage the potency. So, and by aging, you know, if they're sitting around, if you like say, hey, wow, I found some probiotics. 5 years ago, I bought some probiotics and I stuck them in the drawer and I forgot to take them. Like, let me take them now. Well, chances are they'll be less viable. And there's no way you have of knowing that. If you want to do a little science fair project, you can take them, open them up and put them into some milk and see if it curdles the milk. You know, if you actually create yogurt or a culture with the probiotic, lactobacillus will do that. But in fact, you have very little way of knowing. Now, one of the reasons that I like Dr. Ohira's probiotic is it's a little bit like more like a fermented food, which has much longer viability. You don't actually have to refrigerate it. You can leave it out, and as long as you don't expose it to very high temperatures, it'll stay alive, like a miso culture or live sauerkraut. It's a culture that has food for the organisms in it, and it will stay around for a long time. So that's actually something you're going to walk around with. Good question, and, you know, it is a bit of a problem. Get your probiotics, store them in the refrigerator, keep them as fresh as you can, and don't leave them out for too long. All right? All right, this item comes to me from a major scientific journal, which is the Journal of Neuroscience. And it's a very cool article about resveratrol. Now, resveratrol is a substance that is present in red wine. It's also present in things like peanuts. But it is its main claim to fame is that it is the basis of what's called the French paradox. The French eat all kinds of potentially hazardous foods, and they smoke Galois, and yet they have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease than other parts of Europe, primarily because they consume a lot of Pinot Noir that's rich in resveratrol, or so they say. All right, how do they know it's resveratrol? Well, this study, they took experimental animals, in this case rats. They examined the efficacy of resveratrol for counteracting age-related memory and mood impairments and physical changes in the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that shrinks with age and is responsible for memory. So here's what happened. Resveratrol-treated animals displayed increased neurogenesis. Neurogenesis means they grew brain cells, diminished hypertrophy of their brain cells, in other words, swelling of their brain cells, and they had better activation of their hippocampus. Those are all scientific terms that mean your brain is working better. These results provide novel evidence that resveratrol treatment in late middle age is efficacious for improving memory and mood function in old age. How does it do that? It suppresses chronic low-level inflammation, and it keeps the hippocampus from shrinking. Okay, rats, you say? This is a rodent study. What about people? Well, there's a study that was done in humans utilizing resveratrol. 23 healthy, overweight, older individuals took resveratrol for half a year, 26 weeks. How much did they take? Well, they took 200 milligrams per day. So very quickly, I ran over to the refrigerator, pulled out my box of Longevinex, which is the type of resveratrol I take. And sure enough, it has precisely the amount of trans resveratrol in it that I take daily that is equivalent to the study. I take one of these pills that has 100 milligrams of trans resveratrol per capsule twice daily. In the study, they took precisely that, 200 milligrams per day. Here's what they found. They found better connectivity of the hippocampus, a key region implicated in memory function. There was better glucose and lipid metabolism. There was reduced inflammation. There was improved nerve genesis or nerve repair in the brain. Resveratrol led to significant increases in hippocampal functional capacity. That's the part of the brain that's associated with memory. Unfortunately, I'm reading this. I didn't memorize this, even though I take resveratrol. So maybe if I took more resveratrol, I wouldn't even have to read this off the paper. I would just memorize every word. Decreases in glycated hemoglobin. That's hemoglobin A1C. Very important for the brain because with each uptick in hemoglobin A1C, each 0.1 increase in hemoglobin A1C, there's a significant increase in your risk of dementia. There was also a decrease in body fat percentage. I love this study because it suggests that there's even more evidence that supplementary resveratrol improves memory performance in association with improved glucose metabolism and improved hippocampal functional capacity in older adults. That is very cool. So, you know, works in rats, works in humans. I'm taking it. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Very happy that the science is validating resveratrol's role in preserving memory. Okay, so those of you who listen to this program on weekends, remember, this is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. We've got articles. We've got a newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com. And a great article this week on thyroid and why, if you are taking thyroid medication, that's synthetic, L-thyroxine, Synthroid, synthetic T4 preparations, you may be getting shortchanged and may need to investigate a more natural thyroid supplement. Those are the kinds of stories that we share with you each week, and they're posted at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Great podcast this week on Defending Beef, a great new book by Nicolette Nyman. Lots of great information at drhoffman.com, so please check it out and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This is Intelligent Medicine.